Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Gamercore podcast, the podcast that talks the 8-bit shit. As always, it is your nerd Chicano here to host the show alongside my hosts here. First, we have from the wonderful worlds of the Ladies of Nerdcore show and California in general, is Ashley. Ugly Ashley.
Hi. Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm back. Sorry, I missed last week. How is everyone?
It's all good. I'm good. Brad, how are you?
Not bad. Yeah. I had to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't even introduce Brad.
Yeah, see how you are?
He needs no introduction.
Damn. There you go.
What's up?
Already knows who he is.
New nickname, the man who needs no introduction.
Oh,
thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Ash.
Well, allow me to reintroduce myself. I'm the Nerdy Chicano, and I'm here to host. But look, Brad is just Brad, you know. I'm still sick, guys, and I'm going to continue being sick. I finally got medicine today. Because, you know, I'm Latino. We don't fucking believe in the doctors. But at this point, I was too annoyed to believe in them. Yeah. I told Brad that I had a 109 or 100 something up there fever, and he was like, dude, you should have gone to the hospital.
I'm like, dude, you should be dead.
Yeah, and I said, oh, well, I'm not going to the hospital, bro.
I ain't dead yet.
We don't believe in the doctors, bro.
No, just Sprite. Have you been drinking a lot of Sprite?
No, I've been putting Vicks on my chest and on my throat and on my back. That's right. Sprite is for when you have a stomach ache or the squirt, but it's either one of those two. But yeah, I've been just putting a bunch of Vicks on my back, but now I got medicine, so hopefully everything should be going well, but... Yeah, Brad was like, I'm worried, bro. That can cause brain damage and shit. And I'm like, so? Well, I'm
yeah, I had to think after that. I'm like, oh, it's Raul. He'll be fine.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Shut the fuck up. Oh, man. Well, Ashley, how you been?
Fantastic. We had a special guest on this week's episode of my friend Ian Robinson from Baltimore, Maryland. He has a project that is under the name of Black Guy Fox. It's an acoustic folk project. Mm-hmm. He was hanging out with me for the past couple days, so we had him on an episode.
Yeah.
Talked about a lot of things. It was really fun. Yeah. He's a really fun guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun. It's been a good week.
You also confused me and Raul there one day.
Yeah, we found out real quick. We were like, somebody tagged us on a post, tagged the podcast. The podcast account on a post, and Brad and I were like, dude, who did we record something with this dude?
Yeah, I was like, Raul, was that there? I'm like, I'm so confused.
And then I remembered Ashley told me I'm gonna have a guest on this week, and I said, oh shit, that's right, that's with the ladies, dude. It's not us.
Then I was like, okay, I'm not getting dementia, good, I'm not that old yet.
Yeah,
we had him on and we talked about a wide variety of topics. The main two talking points were the USC admission scandal and thing that's happening out of Lake Elsinore with the poppies, but that's a whole different thing.
Did you happen to bring up Dr. Dre?
Bring up Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
Did you happen to bring up Dr. Dre about the USC?
Oh, no, I didn't, actually. We didn't get to that.
Oh, that
we were talking
great.
About, you know...
I didn't have to pay for a college. And then somebody posts on Twitter, Dr. Dre donates $70 million to USC. It's like, Dr. Dre!
What's up, bro?
He's doing it the legal way.
Yeah, you know, bro, the internet does not forget, man. You can't just think you're going to get away with these things. It's going to come up.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that, but I did read about that. I guess we just didn't get to that point. Daniela was very opinionated on this topic, and so was our guest.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. We also talk about his background and his, you know, things that he has coming up, festivals and whatnot. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. You guys can go listen to that on, well, that's already out. Because when you're listening to this, it's Friday. That should be out, so you should be listening to that. So awesome, awesome, awesome sauce. And yeah, glad to know that you're kicking some ass on this new podcast.
Hi, we have a good team. I'm sad that Alex is no longer with the cast, not full time at least, but I'm
she'll
really
be coming
proud
back soon. She'll be coming back.
Yeah, yeah. She'll be on a few episodes here and there, but she's focusing on her work.
She's busy. We understood that. So it's okay. She'll be back soon. I'm pretty sure I want to get her on one of these so we can talk about what's it called? These BR games, these battle royales, because she loves battle royale.
Yeah, I was going to say she's really into Apex, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm trying to get to play with her and she just won't, she's so busy that, she goes, dude, you're getting me at the wrong time. You could have messaged a little bit earlier. We would have been playing by now. But she's really into BR. She's really into Apex and stuff like that. Yeah, Firestorm just came out, so she literally bought Battlefield 5 so she can play that game. She can play Firestorm. I cracked that up a little bit right now, and I got some opinions. But yeah, you can listen to the Ladies of Nerdcore on this Patreon. Oh my God, Derek, if I was gonna make a segue. You can listen to it on the feed, or you can become a Patreon supporter, and you can listen to this podcast a day early by going to the $1 tier at www.patreon.com/nerdcore. And also, this podcast is brought to you by Grayson Barker, who is a Patreon producer of the network. He supports us at the $15 tier, so he gets to be called a Patreon supporter, a Patreon producer of the podcast. And my head is all over the place. So you can go follow him on Twitter at WarlordHitman98 and on Instagram at GraysonBarker98. All right, so that's that. Let's go ahead and talk about what we've been playing this week. Anybody want to go
playing,
first?
Raul?
You want me to go first? All right. Motherfucker.
He's been playing the game Don't Die.
Yeah, I've been playing the game of Dead Life, but I've also been playing fucking Pokemon Go. Yeah, finally.
How could you play Pokemon Go and we're stuck in bed? Just
did you
have to walk?
I have a Pokestop right next to my freaking door.
Yeah.
Things are always coming out. So when Ashley sees a bunch of consecutive gifts that are from Melcher Hall, she probably thinks, dude, this guy's always at that building. And it's not. It's because it's a Pokestop right next to mine and I get all the gifts from there.
I was thinking about that. Like, why is it always the same damn thing?
Yeah,
he doesn't leave
over there.
He's like, dude, is this guy okay? He's like only at Melcher Hall. But yeah, play Pokemon Go. They had a community. It was a day of Treecko, and I got a shiny Treecko and kept catching a shit ton, and I eventually evolved it into a Sceptile. So now I have a shiny Sceptile, and I also evolved my Quilava finally into a Typhlosion. And I have my good old Charmeleon as my buddy now, so I can make it into a Charizard. So, been playing that. I've been playing Spider-Man. I put the story on hold. I'm finishing all the extra stuff, so that way I don't have to get to do that at the end. And I just can play the story like straight shoot. I finished all the landscape photos I have to take. I got all my backpacks. I did most of the Silver Sable. No, not Silver Sable. I'm sorry. Black Cat photo things that you have to do, and now I just have to go and do the bomb things that this new villain was telling me to go do. And I tried out Firestorm, one game. Not a fan. But I'll keep trying it out. But I can tell you right now, not a fan, because Battlefield already has a bad taste in my mouth. Adding BR to it in a very weird, it's like a basic BR, but it's not as fun as Apex, you know? You feel me?
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea, just poorly executed.
Yeah, also it just took too long to release. It took too much time to release. It should have been something released on day one. Because obviously it didn't work out well with them, what they released on day one. So, you know, you could have at least had that Battle Royale in there to help save the game. But now it kind of feels like it's just going to be hype for like a week. And then after a while, people are going to be getting off because it's Battlefield and Battlefield fucking sucks. So, you guys can choose between yourselves who wants to go next and talk about what they've been playing this week. Except for Brad. Fuck Brad.
Well, I guess I'll go next. I haven't really been playing too much because I had a friend staying over. But I did manage to get some time in with Yakuza 0 again. With the cancellation of Judgment, it just made me really, really a kick. But I did go to something interesting on Hollywood Boulevard. I didn't know this, but in LA there's a Star Wars themed bar. And it's a direct Yeah, it's like a direct replica of the cantina, you know, from the movies.
Do we get a shoot first?
Yeah. Han shot first, baby.
Oh yeah.
Everyone knows it.
It was really small though, and I guess 2 years ago when they first opened it, they used to charge $50
holy per shit entry. Nah.
Per entry, fuck that. It's very tiny, but it's cool to visit, I guess, just once. Yeah.
That's not the Jedi way, man. That's some Jedi mind tricks right there, making you pay $50.
That's some Jedi capitalism.
Yeah.
That's some Empire
Jedi
shit.
Capital.
Yeah, that's that Empire shit, bro.
That's some Sith shit right there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but that's cool. Actually, you've been playing Yakuza 0 and getting your time in on Dragalia Lost or not?
Oh, no. My phone broke, so now I'm using like a backup phone, and this thing is too old to actually work that game. Yeah. So I've been missing it.
Yeah. Bradley, what about you? What have you been playing this week?
Quite a bit of Destiny 2, mostly Gambit, because that's I'm trying to get to level 620 so I can continue on the quest step. But I'm only at like level 600, so it's just like fuck this grind.
It's just a bunch of grind, bro. It's a bunch of grind. I also played Apex with Bryce, and we got a fair to sixth place. It's I love that game. It's just that I had my chance to get a win once. And I feel like ever since then, it's just not going to happen again. I fucked up my chance. So, yeah. Yeah. But look, you know, that's what we've been playing this week. You guys can get Tropica 6 and Yoshi's Island this week on the 29th. You guys can go pick those up. And that's going to conclude March for us. So we'll see what we got in April, at least for releases, man. I'm really, really excited. Yeah. Woo, yeah. We're starting a little slow here, guys, but it's fine. I understand when I'm sick, I can't carry the load too much, the payload. But you know who's gonna be carrying the load soon? Apple, cause they released some crazy announcements here. So GameSpot.com is bringing us the article. Apple Arcade detail: new iOS, Mac, Apple TV game subscription service coming this year. In an article written by Oscar Dias, that's a new name, Brad.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Usually it's just the one guy.
That one guy.
That the one everything. Guy who writes everything.
Yeah.
I think GameSpot had some layoffs.
As was recently rumored, Apple is expanding its presence in the games industry with its own game subscription service named Apple Arcade. The service is designed to provide access to titles for mobile, desktop, and living room, unlike Google Stadia. However, it won't stream games from the cloud. You can watch a brief overview trailer below or check out our recap of what we know about it. Okay, yeah. Essentially, Apple services take from the form of a monthly subscription service that provides unlimited access to a curated selection of paid titles on the App Store. It sounds sort of like the Xbox Game Pass. Development partners include Sega, Konami, Disney, Sumo Digital, and Cartoon Network. Among others, more than 100 exclusive games will become part of the service. Additional games will also be added all the time, the company said. Although an exact cadence in new releases was not shared, Apple Arcade covers more than just iOS games, although those will work on devices like iPhones and iPads. Beyond that, you will be able to play on Mac, iOS, and Apple TV. meaning these games span mobile laptops and TV, and these versions won't operate independently of each other. Your progress transfers between the different platforms. In other words, you can move from playing something on your phone to your TV or laptop, for instance, which is not entirely dissimilar from the vision Google recently outlined for Stadia. With Stadia, you're gonna be able to play offline. By the way, some games are playable offline. While future game updates and DLC would not be included at an extra cost, Apple Arcade will have its own tab on the App Store, and the games will be free of ads and microtransactions. Ooh, there you go. That's how you get some people, man. It'll be available in 150 countries this fall. One key bit of information, how much it will cost, has not yet been shared, of course. Apple says pricings and more details are still to come. We got to look at some of the games. We got confirmed games are Sonic Racing, Lego Brawls, Oceanhorn 2, Overland, Fantasian? I thought that said Fartisan. From Final Fantasy creator Hironobu Sakaguchi. And Beyond the Steel Sky, which is being worked on by Dave Gibbons of Watchmen fame. We got a list of Apple Arcade developers and publishers. Yeah, we already talked about those publishers. And this is interesting stuff, guys. I mean, we literally, like a week ago, we literally got news about the Stadia. And then now we have Apple getting into the fold.
Well, sounds like Apple. They're always trying to bring in new innovative ideas, aka trying to get more money. I don't know how this is going to work, though. It could be cool, but what I don't want is just cheap imports of games I can already play on my console.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need like PS Vita level, you know, entertainment. Like, I'm expecting something a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel you. I feel you. I'm going to be real honest. I'm not getting the Stadia, and I'm not getting this because, look, there's already so many movie subscription stuff that I have to do. I can't get a video game subscription stuff right now. Unless, hey, Apple wants to kind of hit us up and have us do a little bit test review of the platform when it comes out. You can email us at thenerdcorepods@gmail.com. We'll gladly do it. But I don't see myself getting any of this stuff. Just too much. Brad, what do you think?
I can't wait to use my Apple credit card with the 24% interest rate to buy all these games.
Oh,
I'm just so excited. Just tons.
Oh, man. You... Yeah. What have I told you before? Credit cards are a scam.
If you cannot detect the hint of sarcasm in that,
yeah,
that was
I know,
all
I know.
Sarcasm. 24% interest rate. Come on now, Apple. Yeah. But like I said with Stadia, I feel like this is just more money grab. And you're not going to undo the big three. You're not going to undo Microsoft with the Xbox. You're not going to undo Sony. And you're not going to undo Nintendo.
Oh, you sure as hell cannot undo Nintendo.
I don't know why they don't just stick to cell phone games, because that's the bread and butter. Yeah. I don't know why they have like this separate format, just make cell phone games.
Actually, do you think they're kind of late to the party?
I think they totally are. This just sounds like what the PS Vita was. Like, in launch titles is a game that's already out. You can already play it. It's been out.
Yeah. It just feels like they're kind of late to the party, and it's, you know, might as well throw something out. And look, there's another thing that got announced during this event. It was Apple Plus. It was the whole streaming service for like content, video content and stuff like that. That might just have some room to succeed. I don't see this being a big thing. I just can't see it.
I don't see it either. I don't see anyone who's going to be like waiting on this like day one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They could have taken more time at this.
I mean, if I were them, I would have doubled down on the cell phone.
Yeah.
Because that's who you reach the most, at least Apple and Google. So why not just double down on cell phone? because coming out with your own kind of format, it's like, okay, but I have a PlayStation and I have a Switch and I have an Xbox One. I'm not going to spend any more money on this shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with those three.
Yeah. Oh, son of a bitch. I keep moving that.
I agree with you, Brad. I think they were definitely much, much better off focusing on the mobile games because that's a hot market. Yeah. I'm sorry. In Japan, like, I want to say that's got to be one of the top ways people gain.
Yeah.
The 3DS, I'm sure.
Yeah. 100%. And it's, you just can't, you can't beat the big three right now. You know, it, especially fucking, Nintendo. Nintendo's just on fire. It's not, they're on fire. It's just not going to happen. Yeah.
They need to bring a lot more to the party if they even want to stand a chance.
Yeah.
I just think this is very under.
Yeah. Well, somebody that brought it to the party is a good old PlayStation, and they brought their version of the Nintendo Direct with the first ever PlayStation State of Play. And we got some announcement about a bunch of stuff. Here's, I'm going to name some stuff because I just noticed that in this one, it talks about one of the stuff so that I had down as a as an article, but I guess we'll just discuss it in here and just skip that article. So we have a bunch of cool stuff. We have Iron Man VR, Marvel's Iron Man VR. That's pretty cool, especially because you have a lot of people who are going to be hyped up for Endgame. They're going to want to check this out. it's going to release this year. And then you have Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled. Coming out on June 21st. That's my attempt at the crash scream. No Man's Sky VR update, and that's coming for PSVR support, and it is going to come. It's going to be coming with the Beyond update. So. You know, it's going to have a physical release of, you know, it says here, the additional the PS4 version of No Man's Sky Beyond will receive a physical release, and it'll come with the base game VR support and every update through Beyond. So this is going to come attached to Beyond. We also have Ready Set Heroes. This is apparently, it looks like it's an indie game, I think. Yeah.
Cool, I like it.
Yeah, oh, this is something that I'm not going to fuck with. I get scared at this real quick. Five Nights at Freddy's VR.
Nope.
I would do it. I would do it. I'm demented enough to try this.
All right, we're going to put you on live then.
I'm so down, actually.
Dope.
Yeah. Concrete Genie. That's another an action adventure game. I can't see the what's it called? The trailer here. Well, I actually can now. I just don't want to mute it because then I get a bolt of freaking audio into my head, into my ears. Yeah. We have Days Gone coming. It's been a long time coming, man. But it finally arrives on PS4 on April 26th, ahead of its release. Sony has shared a new trailer that sets the stage for the game's story. Of course, Mortal Kombat 11 is coming soon. It's going to be awesome, and the beta is now live, and that's it. I didn't watch this thing. I'm not going to lie, because I barely even watch the Nintendo Directs unless they get posted to Twitter and I'm doing nothing and I can actually click the video and see what I missed out on. So my version of these is just looking at them when they get posted on sites like GameSpot. So I don't have a formed opinion on their attempt at the Nintendo Direct. But I mean, if they want to go for this, they can go for it. But they should be ready for a lot of criticism about how they're copying Nintendo. What do you guys think?
Imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Exactly.
I mean, good for them, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for new stuff. Yay, yeah. New stuff. Crash Team Racing looks amazing. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Crash Team. What's up?
What do you guys think, though, of it?
I think that Iron Man VR and No Man's Sky VR is going to make me puke.
Yep. But you're going to play it, aren't you?
Probably. I think it's going to make me feel. That means I have to get a VR setup.
But I'm a little bit curious about how the Iron Man VR is, man. Like, that really looks something interesting. I was looking at this trailer for Concrete Genie, and does look really good too. Yeah, but Iron Man VR, dude, that's gonna be so dizzy. But that looks interesting as hell, dude.
Kind of reminds me of this VR game that I played when I was in Japan last year. Mm-hmm. It was a Dragon Ball Z one, and it was just basically you on a cloud.
Oh my
and,
God.
And you had to, like, move with the controls.
Oh, so you're just riding a Nimbus?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my God. But yeah, you get to become Iron Man. Hopefully, what's it called? You also get the money with it, right? If only we could get Tony Stark's money. That'd be a great thing, too. All right. I'm sorry, guys. You guys want to take over the articles next? Or do you guys want me to keep reading with my horrible, sick voice?
I'll take the next one. I'll take the next one.
All right.
So back on GameSpot. Wolfenstein Youngblood release date announced for PS4, Xbox One, PC, Switch. Will you buy Wolfenstein Youngblood? By Oscar Deus. Wolfenstein Youngblood was unveiled at E3 2018, promising a co-op trip through Paris set in the 1980s. Now publisher Bethesda has announced the game's release date of July 26. In addition, the company has revealed more details about its cooperative play. Specifically, it stated those who purchase the deluxe edition can invite one friend at a time to play with them online for no extra cost using the game's Buddy Pass. The chosen friend can download and play as much as they like for free as long as they play with the deluxe edition owner. They can then upgrade to the full game to play whenever they like and with friends of their own. Alternatively, if you don't like the thought of playing online with a friend, you can utilize the help of an AI teammate. The Deluxe Edition also comes with an array of cosmetic items as part of the Cyborg Skin Pack, while players who pre-order any version of the game will receive a different selection of cosmetics called the Legacy Pack. Pricing for either edition has yet to be announced, and yada yada yada.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. I'm actually, well, you know, I haven't played Wolfenstein, the new Colossus. I have it on my PS4. But I'm looking at this trailer. This looks pretty cool.
I'm really intrigued with this. I've never played a Wolfenstein game either, but this one to try.
Yeah. Plus, that Buddy Pass sounds pretty cool.
And plus, those who don't want to play with others get an AI teammate.
Yeah. So, like, Brad, he doesn't want to play with anybody. He's just like, hey, let me play with an AI.
Yep.
Yeah.
It takes me back to the Resistance Fall of Man days. That's how I would play.
Yeah. Especially because the Resistance games were always co-op based. Like, very co-op heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So hopefully that's the same thing with this one, dude. Because, I mean, this looks really, really good, guys. I'm not going to lie. And I don't overhype video games as much as I overhype movies. But this does look pretty cool. Yeah, all right. Ashley, do you want to take the next one?
Sure, let me do that. I guess PS4 full game downloads are being pulled from retailers, Sony confirms. Go straight to the source. Mm-hmm. This is written by Steve Watts.
It's a familiar name.
And that it will cease selling game digital download codes through brick-and-mortar retailers. The new policy will go into effect April 1st, but you'll still be able to purchase digital games without putting your credit card info into Sony PlayStation Network storefront. We can confirm that as of April 1st, 2019, Sony Interactive Entertainment will no longer offer full games through SIE's Global Digital at Retail program. A PlayStation spokesperson told The Verge, this decision was made in order to continue to align key businesses globally to support full games and premium editions. SIE will introduce increased denominations at select retailers. DLC add-ons, virtual currency, and season passes will still be available. You can still purchase digital currency through retailers, as well as add-ons to other games, but not download codes for the games themselves. Sony has not detailed what new denominations of currency will be available, or where still this will make it more difficult to gift digital game purchases to friends. Since that option does not currently exist on PlayStation Network. The word of the change in policy first circulated from the Wario64 account, which noted a policy memo given to retailers. The change also impacts some existing pre-orders for upcoming games like Mortal Kombat 11 or Days Gone. As the memo says, there will be a one-week period after release to buy a download code in the store. It seems as if retailers themselves will be responsible for helping transition to the physical copies for games that will no longer have a digital option.
That's fucking crazy.
All right, really quick. The move would appear especially risky for GameStop, as both new and pre-owned sales have been hurt by the rise of digital downloads across all platforms. The company has recently attempted a pivot towards pop culture collectibles. It recently began looking for a buyer, but stopped the effort without finding a buyer. Wedbush Securities analyst Michael Pachter suggested at the time that rumors of discless consoles and streaming services could have had a severe impact on GameStop's business. They recently announced a spate of new games during its debut State of Play stream, and if you're looking for something to buy right now, be sure to check out the best current deals on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah, which is coming later. Brad alluded to something like this. He said, soon the whole video game stores, it's going to be a thing of the past. Because we're going to be going to these online retailers, and it's just going to be easy. And people are just going to want to buy digital now, you know, or buy on Amazon.
Yeah, well, you're not going to have brick-and-mortar stores anymore. Yeah. Those days are ending. So you either get them from the PlayStation Store, or you order the physical copy from Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I agree with it or not, but it's something that comes with the times changing, you know? You either adapt or you want your business crumble.
Yeah, it's definitely something that cannot be avoided. I mean, this has been a snowball effect. Developers and companies are already skimping on pre-order bonuses and giving consumers less of a reason to go into a GameStop or a Best Buy to pre-order. Plus, if you can just get it on Amazon, it can show up day one for like a dollar just for shipping. Mm-hmm. Like, why would we want to keep going to these stores? They're going to be like Blockbuster soon.
Yeah. It's a sad truth, man. And Brad saw this coming a long time ago.
About 2 or 3 years ago when Hastings closed down.
Yeah.
And to me, Hastings had like everything. It had the movies, the games, the collectibles, even had records.
Yeah.
So when that closed down in my little podunk town, I mean, but it closed down everywhere at the same time. When that happened, I'm like, yeah, this is going to happen all over the place. Amazon's just going to own the market.
I didn't have a Hastings. I had what we called back home a Sam Goody. That's what we had.
Hey,
yeah. And then that became an FYE, and then that just ceased to exist.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had Sam Goody, not Hastings. I don't know what the hell your Hastings thing is, but we over here in good old Texas, we had Sam Goody.
And like I said, I think a couple shows ago, I don't think GameStop's going to be around in probably 3 years.
Nah, not one bit, bro. Especially if they keep treating people with those trade-ins, bro.
Although, if they do try the digital download codes, that's going to be a new setup for them. Here.
Yeah.
It don't work.
Yeah.
Trade-ins and them being really messy with their pre-orders lately, like, people are already sick of it.
Yeah. I would be, too. I would be, too, man. It's just not the right way to run this shit.
Yeah, yep. And even GameStop, you know, has been anticipating this for nearly 10 years. Like, I worked with the company years and years ago, and a common interview question was, you know, what are your thoughts on the digital industry, and, you know, do brick-and-mortar stores stand a chance?
Hell no.
Nope.
Fuck no.
No, it's a thing of the past, and it's going to become a thing of the past, and you might as well just enjoy these last 3 years that there's nothing left, right?
I give it 5. They also just lost Cricket, too. They had to sell that off. Really, they're just slowly disintegrating.
They're slowly eating themselves, basically.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I think even their staffing has decreased. Like, so now, typically, you will see less employees when you go into a GameStop.
Yeah.
They already can't afford their people.
Yeah. Brad, you want to talk about another company that has less staffing now?
Some issues going on, for sure. Coming in from GameSpot, Jeremy Winslow, EA lays off 350 people, citing the changing world. Another round of layoffs hit the industry. Despite the gaming industry's growth, we've seen numerous companies lay off employees of late, including significant ones at Activision Blizzard. Electronic Arts is the next company to confirm layoffs of its own, announcing today that about 350 people are losing their jobs. EA CEO Andrew Wilson delivered the news via the company's official website. Today, we took some important steps as a company to address our challenges and prepare for the opportunities ahead, Wilson said. Of the company's roughly 9,000 employees, 350 people across the company's marketing, publishing, and operations teams will lose their jobs. This also includes operations in Japan and Russia, where the company is ramping down our current presence to focus on different ways to serve our players in those markets. You can read, and here is his full statement. Today, we took some important steps as a company. Here we go. In addition to organizational changes, we are deeply focused on increasing quality in our games and services. Great games will continue to be at the core of everything we do, and we are thinking differently about how to amaze and inspire our players. This is a difficult day. The changes we're making today will impact about 350 roles at our 9,000-person company. These are important but very hard decisions, and we do not take them lightly. We are friends and colleagues at EA. We appreciate and value everyone's contributions, and we are doing everything we can to ensure we are looking after our people to help them through this period to find their next opportunity. This is our top priority.
Oh, man, that's tough. That's tough. Yeah. This is the sad part of business, sadly. You know, people get fired, and you know, the company obviously ain't doing too well if they have to be laying off 350 people.
Yeah, their games haven't been really performing too well. Atlas Battlefield was a colossal failure, in my opinion.
And then you got good old Anthem over here ain't doing as hot as it's supposed to be doing.
And we can always bring up Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Oof, yep. Yep.
That was not flying off the shelves.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah.
This sucks, man. And it, you know, it's... EA needs to know what's going to sell for them, because they need to make a fucking game that could work for them. And, you know, it's not going well right now, because everybody thought that Anthem would be that. And
I don't even think it's really the game. Some of their games, they're okay. I think it's the microtransactions. I think they've been far too focused on getting and squeezing as much money they can out of the gamers, and it's hurt them.
Yeah.
Microtransactions are the number one thing that will scare me away from playing a game.
Yeah. I mean, other than FIFA and shit like that, you know, people will obviously pay for the microtransactions on that, but come on, when you have to have it on Anthem or Star Wars or fucking Battlefield, like, it's just too much, man. It's just too much.
Yeah, and then you make it next to impossible to get some sort of gear you want, especially in Star Wars Battlefront, where you basically force the player to have to pay, especially the casual player who is not playing all day.
Yeah, 100%, man. And it's there has to be some restructuring that has to happen in that company and understand the way they run, because it's hurting them in general. But you know, now it's starting to hurt the livelihood of the people who work for them.
To completely reevaluate how they do business and how they make their
Well, you know, it's a sad part of the world about business and stuff like that, because you know this shit happens. But hopefully, it's a wake up call for EA. But something woke me up today. Ashley, you want to tell us about this new game that's coming? Because this is not something I thought I was gonna have to talk about.
This is the kind of quality content I want for VR. Iron Man VR game revealed for PS4. Here are all the details. Suit up as the Iron Avenger. This is written by Jordan Rami.
Yeah, we already talked about Iron Man. I meant the next one.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, we were going to skip that one. I said,
can I do Robert Downey Jr. VR?
Yeah, you can play Sherlock Holmes too, right?
Yeah, it sounds much more interesting to me.
I want that.
Yeah.
My bad. That's right. We did say we were going to skip over that. I thought we were going to get hella into this. No,
It's
Lord of the
okay. It's
Rings
okay.
Golem game will expand token story. This
My
is written
precious, my
by
precious.
Steve Watts. This is the
My
correct article,
precious.
guys. A new narrative action-adventure game will take a
What?
deeper look at the story of Golem, the pitiful
With a
creature that I
twist.
relate to, at the heart of Lord of the Rings series. Lord of the Rings Golem from
Dirty
Devalic
Alex.
Entertainment is slated for 2021, with platforms to be determined. The story will follow the life of Schmeagol, that was terrible, aka Golem, as he finds and
I wish
becomes
Alex was
corrupted
here to
by
do
the
it.
One Ring. It will follow the events of the novels, so we all know where he ends up. Spoiler, in a volcano. The story promises new events and details related to Golem's journey. Middle-earth Enterprises, the rights holder for tokens, Lord of the Rings series, said in the announcement that this game will be lore-centric and uniquely matched to the complex, deeply nuanced world. Right now, it's due on PC as well as whichever console platforms are relevant at the time. This appears to be the first of several planned partnerships between and Middle-earth Enterprises. We tell Golem's story from a perspective never seen before in any storytelling medium, all the while staying true to the legendary books of J.R.R. Tolkien, says CEO Carsten Fitchelman. In the announcement, at a time when the games industry is undergoing structural changes, business models evolve, we are excited to realize a huge new production based on a story that has stayed fresh and relevant for more than 6 years.
Well, that's interesting. Brad, are you ready to play and go and get your precious?
Only if I get VR.
Oh yeah, I want this in VR.
I
This is
want VR
important.
goal.
Dude,
My precious.
talk about the most mind fucky game you can imagine. Having to play as Golem. You know? I remember playing Lord of the Rings Return of the King on my Xbox, on my the original Xbox. And then now I get to play fucking Golem on a PC? And only Golem?
Saga continues.
Yeah, the
This is
saga continues.
interesting. I really like the out-of-the-box thinking that they had with this game. I think it's an interesting story and plot to explore. I will actually be following this a bit, and I'm sure my wife will.
Yeah. Is Wendy a fan of the Tolkien?
Yeah, huge fan. Everyone in this house is. They always shit on Harry Potter and say that Lord of the Rings is better.
Harry Potter.
No, they don't. They're
You
not
know,
wrong.
they're kind of right, but you know.
Yeah. This is really interesting. I've never really taken the time to really think about a Golem video game. You know, like how does one go to do that? But I like that they're taking this approach, and it hopefully it pays off well for them.
Like a really good fan fiction come to life.
Bradley,
I'm
if you get the
still there
next,
is hope. There is hope.
yeah, Bradley, if you get the next, the new Nintendo Switch that's coming, you want to give me yours?
No.
Well, talk about it because it's on a report here.
All right. Big ups to Eddie Makuch from GameSpot. That's a familiar name. New Nintendo Switch models releasing this year. Report. Let the Nintendo E3 rumors begin. Nintendo has a history of releasing revisions of its game systems, particularly its handhelds. It appears the Nintendo Switch will be no exception to that, and there could be as many as two new models of Switch releasing as soon as later this year. According to a new report from the Wall Street Journal, Nintendo will launch not one, but two new Nintendo Switch models in 2019. One of these would feature improved hardware, while the other would be a pared-down version intended to sell at a cheaper price point. One of these new Switch models will sport enhanced features and is designed for avid gamers. However, its specs won't match that of Xbox One X or PS4 Pro, Wall Street Journal said. The other system is described as a cheaper option for casual gamers that Nintendo sees as a successor to its aging handheld 3DS device. According to Wall Street Journal, Nintendo's planning to announce the new Switch consoles at E3 2019 in June, and then launch them a few months later in time for the holiday season. A Nintendo representative declined to comment when approached Wall Street Journal. A source explained to Wall Street Journal that the new consoles might not be what you expect. You would be wrong to think the enhanced version, similar to what Sony did with PS4 Pro, and the other is just a cheap alternative that looks very similar to some past handheld machines, say Sony's PlayStation Vita, the source said. Intriguingly, the report goes on to claim that the lower-cost Switch model is doing away with things like controller vibration in an effort to cut costs. The report does not include any mention of price points for either console. The existing Switch is currently priced at $300 in the U.S. Holy and in another change, Wall Street Journal reports that Nintendo is working with Sharp on the displays for the new Switch models. The company reportedly bid to make the displays for the original Switch consoles, but lost out. As you recall, Wall Street Journal was the first to initially report yada, yada, yada.
Interesting. I mean, I'm sorry, guys.
So, will the cheaper one come with duct tape?
I hope so.
Or will it be made out of cardboard and we just fold it?
Ha, 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 ha.
What? Nintendo Switch? No?
Okay. Look, man, I don't obviously have a Switch, and I want to get a Switch. You know, it's just interesting to see that this console is selling so much, and they already want to make an enhanced version. Probably for like those
treating it like they treated the 3DS. Mm-hmm. They release an updated model ever so often, but the this 3DS is faster XL. Than I anticipated.
Yeah, we had the 3DS, we had the 3DS XL, then we had the 2DS. It's just like the Nintendo DS. We had the DS, the DS Lite, the DSi, the DS XL. You keep making variations so that way these consoles can keep selling.
Yeah. Kind of interested in how the cheaper model is going to come out. Kind of just sounds like a souped up 3DS.
Yeah, I just hope they don't change the whole design of the Switch for the cheaper model.
I could see them trying to do like some ultra slim one, but other than that, I don't know how they would go about designing the new one.
The Nintendo Switch Slim. Yeah. So you know that's Brad. I mean, you have a Switch. Brad has a Switch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna probably get one soon, so part of me wants to wait, and I am gonna wait because I don't have money, so you know I have to wait. But it's gonna be interesting to see how these new models will look and the pricing, especially because it's already an expensive console. Yeah. All right.
There's gonna be new games that are only gonna work on these updated Switches. That would kind of suck.
Oh, that would suck a lot too. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm like so sick over here. Like I'm just keep on like teary eyed, and my nose is all like stuffy. And man, but no days off over here, especially for this new game that was just announced today. Ashley, take us to our last news for the day.
Awesome. Well, it looks like we have Borderlands 3 coming. At PAX East. It looks like it's coming. Mayhem is coming. This is from Timur Hussein.
Mm-hmm. That's a new name, too.
That's a new name? I have not seen that before. After numerous teases, Gearbox Software has seemingly announced a new Borderlands game that is coming soon to PAX East and released a short teaser trailer for it. While the video, which you can watch above, doesn't outright state it is for Borderlands 3 specifically, it certainly looks to be an entirely new entry in the loot-based shooter series. The teaser, which is titled The Mask of Mayhem, takes the viewer through a kind of which characters or familiar-looking enemies are posed in a way that builds intrigue around what the game could be about. It also teases some of the hijinks players will get into. It opens with a shot of Psycho's, wearing my glasses,
yeah,
prostrating before a very large gun-wielding character who himself is flanked by a statue of an angelic figure holding an upside-down version of Borderlands' iconic bolt symbol. As the camera moves seemingly through and around other scenarios, we get to see a dragon, a character shooting from a buggy, a bunch of figures giving each other jumping high fives, a robot ninja, oh my god, and plenty undercut swept over hair. As the teaser reaches its conclusion, it pulls out from the madness to reveal that it was all the tapestry in the iconic mask the psycho enemy wear. Although there's no gameplay, Gearbox is expected to show more of this new Borderlands at its PAX East panel on March 28th. That panel will be streamed live online tomorrow, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That would be on the 29th. The event begins at 11 a.m. Yeah. And of course, GameSpot is going to be covering.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And we'll probably be retweeting some stuff because we obviously recorded earlier than we expected. No, we recorded earlier, but we didn't expect for PAX East to be going on later in the week. But I'm a fan of Borderlands. I live in the Borderlands, but that's a nice little joke I did there. I played the first two. Lots of fun. I'm interested to see what they can do with the third one. If it even is the third one, or maybe just a new story they're going to tell. But Brad, have you ever played Borderlands? I know you live in the Borderlands as well.
A little bit. I have played a little bit of Borderlands. Yeah. Not much though. Not my typical kind of game.
Only sold a lot of copies of it.
Yeah, you never played it actually.
I was too hung up with Fallout at the time. But if it is a Borderlands game, I forgot to mention, because I missed a big chunk of the article, it's expected to launch by the end of March.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
How?
Wait, that's like now.
Yeah, we only got like 3 days left in March.
Yeah, seriously, like now.
Oh, shit. Probably like, I don't know about that.
Little soon.
I don't know about that, Chief.
Yeah. Maybe they got a typo there, but I mean, if it's gonna release in March, then you got like 4 days or 3 days left.
Best to get to releasing.
Yeah, well, get to buying some games, my friends. We have some sales, and from Best Buy here, we've got some stuff you can buy, and it looks like you can buy a bunch of accessories for your PC at prices like $60. $140, and all these things. Red Dead Redemption 2 is for $40, Battlefield 5 for $30, which you can get so you can play Firestorm, Mario plus Rabbids, Kingdom Battle for $20, Far Cry 5 for $20, FIFA 19 for $30. Yeah, and there's a bundle for the Xbox One. You'll get a $50 e-gift card for free from Best Buy. The bundle eligible for free gift card include The bundles eligible for the free gift card include the Division 2, Fortnite, NBA 2K19, Battlefield 5, Anthem, and the Metro Saga. Even better, choose among these select consoles. Many of them overlap with the aforementioned bundles, and you'll also get a $20 off a controller and $10 off a 3-month or 6-month Xbox Live Gold card, in addition to the $50 gift card. That's actually not a bad deal. That's actually really, really good. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea, a really good bundle. What do you guys think?
I think they're trying.
Finally.
Yeah, Best Buy.
How long have we been reporting on this? It's like, well, that's not a sale.
That's not a sale.
That's not a sale. Nope, not a sale. Now there's a sale.
Yeah. Well, tell us what the PS4 store has in store for us, Brad.
The massive great indoor sale ends this Friday.
When you're listening to this.
Okay, see more of our picks below. Battlefield 5 at $30. Children of Zodiacs, $9. Deus Ex, Mankind Divided, $4.49. Distrust, $9.74. The Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim, Special Edition, $24. Skyrim VR, $39. Elder Scrolls Online, $10. Somerset Upgrade, $12. Somerset Collector's Edition Upgrade, $21. Forgotten End, $12. Life is Strange Before the Storm Deluxe Edition, $7.49. Life is Strange Complete First Season, $4. The Mummy Demastered, $13. Octahedron, $6.49. Rise of the Tomb Raider, 20-year Celebration, $12. Sleeping Dogs, Definitive Edition, $4.49. That was the PSN's weekly game deals. And for the Great Indoor Sale, that ends this Friday, March 29th. Amnesia the Collection, $15. Batman Arkham Knight, $10. Batman Arkham VR, $14. Bioshock the Collection, $21. Bloodborne the Old Hunters DLC, $15. Borderlands 2, $5. Borderlands the Handsome Collection, $25.79. Castlevania Lords of Shadows Mirror of Fate HD, $7.49. Childlight, $6. Destiny 2 Forsaken Complete Edition, $70. Dishonored Definitive Edition, $12. Don't Starve Mega Pack, $12.14. Dying Light, $16. Evil Within 2, $30. Fallout 4 Game of the Year Edition, $36. Grand Theft Auto 5, $18. Hitman Game of the Year Edition, $24. Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition, $17. Horizon Zero Dawn, The Frozen Wilds DLC, $8. Last Guardian, $14. Layers of Fear, $8. Marvel, Spider-Man, The City That Never Sleeps DLC, $18.74. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Definitive Experience, $14. Metal Gear Solid HD Collection, $14. Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor, Game of the Year Edition, $12. Overcooked, $7.47. Overcooked 2, $20. Persona 5 Dancing in Starlight, $42. Red Dead Redemption, $12.89. Red Dead Redemption 2, Special Edition, $60. Slime Rancher, $12. Soma, $15. Trying 2, Complete Story, $5. The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, Complete Edition, $20. Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus, $36. And Wolfenstein 2, The New Order, $12.
And sold to the bearded man. Ashley, you should definitely buy Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition for $17. That's a really, really good price.
I am with it.
Yeah, and I told you, I really recommend you that game.
Nine, that's so cheap.
Yeah. Brad, I don't know how you were able to say all of that, but what do you recommend?
More air. Just looking through this, I think The Last Guardian, $14, just because I've heard great things about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Ashley, tell us what the Xbox folk can buy.
So you can get Battlefield 5 for $30, limited 5 Deluxe Edition, $40, Batman Arkham Knight for $10, Batman Arkham Premium Edition for $16, Batman Arkham Knight Season Pass for $10, and Return to Arkham for $10. The Elder Scrolls Skyrim Special Edition for $24, The Elder Scrolls Online for $10, Elder Scrolls Online Somerset Collector's Edition Upgrade for $21, The Elder Scrolls Online Somerset Upgrade for $14, Injustice 2 for $28, Injustice 2 Legendary Edition for $36, Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham for $10, Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham The Deluxe Edition for $17.50, Lego Batman Beyond Gotham Season Pass for $9, Lego DC Super Villains Season Pass for $9. The Mummy Titanfall 2 for $5. Wow. And those are for the Xbox One. For the 360, you can get Elder Scrolls. Is that 4?
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion for $7.50. Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion DLC Knights of the Nine for $3. The Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion DLC Shivering Isles for $6. And then they have a critically acclaimed sale that's ending within 24 hours. I don't know.
Nah, don't read that one because that one's finished already.
Okay, yeah, that's done then.
Oblivion is an amazing game that I recommend. It's better than Skyrim to me. If you have a 360 and you haven't played Oblivion, you're missing out. It's such a good game. damn it, man. Yeah. Oh, man, I just ruined this whole episode with my coughing and everything, man. But let me tell you about what you can expect in April from the good old PS Plus and the Xbox One games of gold. So for PS Plus in April, you can expect the games such as Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered and The Witness. Oh, those are Marches. Wait, it said April. Why does it say March? Oh. I thought it would say at the bottom. April's PS Plus games are The Surge and Conan Exiles. Not Conan O'Brien. They're coming on April 2nd. The Surge is a science fiction RPG heavily inspired by the Dark Souls series. Oh, God. And takes place in a grim dystopian future where the world has been ravaged by war and environmental diseases. Robots and clones make up a majority of the workforce, so the humans who are left must fight to survive while wearing exoskeleton implants intended to boost speed and strength. Critic Daniel Starkey gave the game a 7 out of 10 in their review from GameSpot. Yeah. Conan Exiles is an open-world survival adventure set in the universe of Conan the Barbarian. Oh, God. You play a customizable character who has been rescued by Conan and must now explore the harsh known world known as the Exiled Lands. The resource gathering, item crafting, and shelter building all play a role in your quest for survival. However, the game received a 3 out of 10 in GameStop's Conan Exiles review. Critic James Swinkbanks took issue with the game's multiple bugs, confusing AI, and unexciting combat. Damn, well, that really crushed my dreams about this one. Yeah, so then for Xbox, we have... man, we have... Right now, we are going to get, from April 16th to May 15th, you get Outcast Second Contact, and then you also get the Technomancer, which is free throughout April. On Xbox 360, you get Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 from April 1st to the 15th, and while the latter is available for no added cost from April 16th to 30. Remember, you still have time to grab your March games, but yeah, that's kind of it for the Xbox 360. Star Wars Battlefront 2 2005 on April 1st to the 15th for Xbox 360. Yeah. All right. Well, I hate to cut it short, man, but I'm just not feeling well right now. So we're going to have to cut it there and just make this a whole news episode, guys, if that's fine with y'all.
Which I'm fine because our discussion, we've already kind of discussed.
Yeah.
Well soon.
Sorry for ruining the episode, guys. Kind of just... Yeah, the coughing just decided to come back, and it's almost time for my medicine, though. But, look, I'm going to let Brad take over the housekeeping, and Ashley can say goodbye with you guys, too. But I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye here. Thank you so much. You can listen to us tomorrow. When this is released, it's on Friday, so tomorrow would be Saturday. We review Season 7 of Game of Thrones on the Nerdcore podcast. And then you listen to the Weepcore today as well, because that's when the Weepcore comes out. It's on Fridays now, so... go ahead and go check that out, please, guys. So, Brad, do some housekeeping, please. Ashley, say goodbye better than I can.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you to all of our Patreon pledgers. Make sure you check out this week's episode of Ladies of Nerd Corp. Go click on that right now after you're done with Weeb Corp. You can find me on Instagram under Callie's Worst Dancer.
All right. If you guys are looking for us on Twitter, you can follow us at the Nerdcores _ on Instagram at the Nerdcores, myself at RandomGerm101. You can follow Raul at the Nerdy Chicano. And I believe Raul's already gone through the Patreon. You can subscribe to all of those cool tiers we have at www.patreon.com/thenerdcores. And I think that's about it, right, Raul?
Twitter and Instagram, follow us, the Nerdcore _, and the Nerdcore. Yep. Yeah. Facebook page, Nerdcore Pods. But yeah.
Nobody follows us on Facebook, though. So.
Don't add me on Facebook, bro.
All right. So, Raul, thank you for being host as always. I hope you feel better.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Ashley, for being a great co-host. Truly appreciate it. And thank you to all our listeners, all our Patreon supporters, and... I guess in the next episode, I don't know. I hope Bro feels better. Young Yoda out.
Aww.